Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Hi, it's Candace, Erin, and Ricky, and this is Real WW Talk, a podcast of three diverse friends who are following the Weight Watchers program. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Sometimes it's something we've learned, sometimes it's something we're struggling with, but the bottom line is there is no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. So on today's Real WW Talk, we're reflecting on a recent WW workshop theme about influence. The influence of others, the influence of the things we listen to, we watch, and its impact on our journey. Plus, we have an update for you on our Points Reset Day experiment. Are you ready? Let's talk. Well, hey there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, how are you doing? What's happening?
I'm uber excited to talk about how our Monday weigh-ins went and our Monday tracking. I've been waiting to meet with you guys. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. I'm so excited that you said that, because I want to talk about the same thing. And I also want to just say, if you're brand new to Real WW Talk, you need to go listen to last week's episode about when's the best time to weigh in and or reset your points tracker. It is quite literally the most the podcast that's had the most conversation around it. And we love it. Okay. So who goes first, Candace?
Ricky does.
Go, Ricky.
Well, I lost 2.8 pounds this week. And I feel like I kind of got out of slump. And I really wasn't thinking that I would be losing. Like, I didn't look at the scale all week. And I haven't been in the habit of weighing multiple times a week anyway. But there were a few things that happened. I moved a little bit more. I did get back into, or continued my routine of getting up early and going on the bike. And I tracked and I shared my tracker with an accountability partner. And so I had a 9-day streak on my tracker, which I hadn't had, you know, that a streak like that in a while. So I think all those things combined, and also just the awareness of the weekend being so far away from Monday, and having to save those points. I didn't save all of them, but I think that awareness of saving some of them made a huge difference. And then even when I got to the weekend, it didn't feel like a free for all, you know. It was just like, well, it's the end of the week, it's the weekend, but I still have to track my points, and I still don't have a dozen weeklies to work with. I only had, you know, maybe 8. And it worked out. It was a good week.
The reason I'm so excited for you, so many wins, but you know, one of the trending discussions was how you reacted when we said we were going to change it to Monday and the face you made. So for you to have so much success, that's so exciting. Congrats.
I stand corrected. And for anyone who's considering it and on the fence, I say go for it. Because I think there's something that happens too. I've heard people say it for years when you change things up. And I've been doing WW for over a decade, at least this time around. I've done it many other times before too. But, you know, Saturday weigh-ins, all that's been my thing for this long stint. And I think that had something to do with it as well.
Did you find yourself, Ricky, like over the weekend, being super cognizant of the points because you were tracking, mm-hmm. Did you make different decisions based on that?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I think I made a couple of choices healthy-wise, like eating fruit, when maybe before I would have just grabbed the closest thing that, you know, like a carb or, some crackers or something. But I made more conscious efforts to eat things that were lower in points and to make sure that I didn't go out hungry. Like if I knew I was going somewhere to have a protein bar in my bag, like those choices, I think, really made a difference.
That's awesome. Yeah. That just makes me so happy.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. It was a great suggestion. And how were your weeks?
Erin, go ahead. How did you do?
Not well, actually. I'm really disappointed because I'm up 1.2 and I'm mad. And the only thing that I can think of is that I did not get the weigh-in I deserve the week I deserve it because I tracked. Now, granted, tracking doesn't mean that you're, you know, following your daily points target, right? Mm-hmm. But overall, I was like really disappointed to get on the scale because I felt like I had worked hard. And while, yes, I was over, we talked about that. I was in the negative. So straddling some negatives, I was really aware. I was tracking. I was working really hard to stay within that points target. So it was disappointing to see the scale being up. And I feel like I lied last week when I said, it doesn't matter what the scale is going to say, because it's about health, doing the right things. And I lied, you all, because the minute I saw that scale hit that number, I was like, it is 100% what I'm doing. You know what?
Now, do you feel that with the change to Monday, did that in any way influence how you made choices during the weekend leading up to the weigh-in? Or do you feel like maybe it was sodium or just kind of one, like you said, you didn't get the weigh-in?
I just think I didn't get the weigh-in I deserve the week that I deserve it. Mm-hmm. And I think there's also food weight as well. So for me, Friday night is a family dinner night. Saturday, you know, could sometimes be dipping into a few extra points. And then Sunday night is family dinner night. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've got 3 days in a row that our food choices aren't necessarily in my control as much as I would like them to be. And that was definitely the case Friday night. I have more control Sunday night. My brother made pulled pork and then I did all of the sides to go along with it. And I roasted potatoes, so I knew what those would end up being, and had vegetables. I had a big watermelon that I cut up. So, like, I knew that part of it. So, I don't know. All I know is I'm at a 31-day tracking streak. And so, hey to me, because I can't tell you the last time I had a 31-day tracking streak. Mm-hmm. And the important thing is that I did track everything. And so I'm very aware and the results will show. The one thing that I didn't do as much last week, I did not exercise every single day. I did not get my walk in every single day. My stress level has been a little higher than usual and my sleep hasn't been great. And we know that all of those things impact weight loss. So I've put myself on a regimen of going to bed at 9:30. I'm in bed. The light is out at 9:30. And so I'm going to see kind of how that factors in, as well as being cognizant of my steps throughout the week and making sure that I'm hitting at least 7,500 steps through both going for a walk as well as getting up from my desk and just doing a 5-minute, you know, clear the brain type of walk. So that's me.
Sounds like there's a lot of awareness of different things, which is always, I mean, not to silver line it, you know, because sometimes you just want to feel what you feel. But I do think that those factors that you mentioned could play into it. You know, sometimes when your sleep is affected, I know for me, when my sleep is affected, it actually really does affects the scale. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm not moving as much, that can happen. So I love that you're aware of those other things that you can control and we can celebrate the win of the tracking streak. Like that, that means more to me than anything on the scale, because that's consistency. And that's always something that I'm striving for.
And I just want to add a caveat, because it's been a while since we've talked about weight and weight loss. We kind of, we moved away from that, because all of us are here are, for the most part, I think we're all three of us are crockpots. And so when you hear the ups and downs, that doesn't make people feel good. It's completely normal as part of the journey. So that's just taking out some of the criticism for us. Like that's, we're just going to handle that part. So I just want people to know who are listening. I'm choosing to reveal that side for your own judgment. So I'm not telling you, don't judge me, do whatever you want with it. But I'm not making it a regular practice. We are not making it a regular practice to talk week after week about gains and losses. Mm-hmm. So that's my asterisk for the episode. You
should have said it in that quick voice that they do.
We will not regularly be talking about our weight every single week, but for this week, when we want to celebrate, we will. Thank you very much.
With the person swinging on the swing while you're saying eating a watermelon.
Okay, Candace, go for it.
Well, I actually had a family reunion that I went to the latter part of the week. So it was ironic because I spent Monday through Friday, you know, trying to stay focused. And I was really excited about the change with having the points resetting on Monday, because I saw it as a challenge to try to build my weeklies, because I knew I had this trip coming up. I had a slip up. I don't want to call it a slip, because it was intentional, because I put the food in my mouth and then I ate it and then I swallowed it. And then it was over the points, and it was significantly over, because I gave into like that perfectionistic tendency that I have, where if you don't start the day off the way that you feel you should, instead of reining it in and doing everything that we talk about, which is, it's just one meal, you just keep going. Like all of that was in my mind. And then another part was like, well, the day's done.
Well, we done.
We're going to Five Guys. And then afterwards, I'm not getting on anyone's bike because I had Five Guys and I had this for breakfast and all of the things that I just knew I shouldn't have done. But I then turned it around and made that only one day and was able to get back to the choices that I was proud of. So while I was in the negative for the week going into my trip, I got three blue dots at the end of the week and still had a 2.5 pound loss.
That's so incredible.
I bring that up not to celebrate even necessarily the 2.5 pound loss, but I saw a lot of changing in my mindset. Yeah. Because normally it's either that I throw away the whole week. There's no middle ground for me. Right. And that's something my therapist consistently has been working on me with. That there is a space for middle. You can be really great and also have some struggles, and you can ink it out.
And let's also just add too, for you, you love the end of a month, starting a new month. Like you could have given yourself through the 31st.
Right. And nobody would have said anything. And then, you know, August is my birthday month. So my birthday is August 1st to the 31st. So I have like 31 days of like celebrating that I have to prepare
for. What's August again? What is August?
First through the 31st. Okay. I have 31 full days. They say it's the
13th. What's happening again?
I am turning the big 4-0. Okay.
Oh, that.
The big 4-0 on August 1st through the 31st after cancer. So like everybody has full, like I'm taking all birthday, congratulatory, everything for 31 days.
And she had cancer.
That's what I said. And I beat, I beat cancer and I'm turning 40. Like this is like, but I was proud of the fact that I didn't go to a reunion where there was tons of food and tons of things and add insult to injury. And to our point from 2 weeks ago, even in the negative, I still had a loss.
I think, honestly, that's a huge thing, because family reunions, it's cookout. It's everybody's bringing their best desserts. Everybody's bringing their best.
And you got that auntie that's like, you're not going to eat my potato salad. Somebody made a big coconut cake that like weighed 20 pounds. Like what butter is in this? That the cake like is making my arms hurt to carry to the car. Like, and you can't tell her that you want any kind of lightened up version because it's her coconut cake. And don't tell her you don't like coconut. Like that's what I was dealing with.
Wow. So you handled it. You should be very proud.
So I'm liking the Monday weigh-in. I really am, because I think that it is helping me to focus on not just throwing the weekend away because I have all of these points that have just reset. And it's making me focus on trying to earn them throughout the week. So far, so good.
I'm not 100% sold yet. And I'm doing it again this week. And that's
We said 4 weeks.
Right. We did 4 weeks. I committed to the process. So I'm in. I'm doing to the process.
Yes.
And like I said, this is mindset. It's about the tracking and it's about the exercise.
Say it again, Erin.
And the results will show when I'm doing all the right things, even though they didn't show this week.
I'm Erin and I have a positive mindset. It's going to happen next week. You won't always get the weigh-in you deserve, the week you deserve it. Good job, Erin.
Speaking of positive mindsets, did Ricky, I know you were busy this week. Did you get a chance to get to a WW workshop at all?
I didn't.
You didn't. No. Okay. Candace, I think you managed to get to one or 10, right?
Yeah, I've been trying to go every day. It's just how
amazing.
So I loved the topic and the theme of this past week. And it was about what you think about and the influences that come in. And what I loved about it is I had this revelation about 2 weeks ago about what are the things that I'm looking at and what are the things that I am internalizing regarding my journey this time around. And I realized that I spend a lot of time on Pinterest, a lot of time on the Food Network, a lot of time in all of the food spaces, but like this much time, zero time on the exercise portion and receiving influence on exercise. And, you know, you can fall into TikTok or Instagram, people doing different type of exercises, YouTube, you know, there's all kinds of free exercises, but that's not what I watch. Mm-hmm. I'm not consuming that kind of content. And so I started intentionally carving out time to go watch people lifting weights and doing easy workouts to kind of make me feel maybe a little bit excited about wanting to do that. Have you guys ever done that before?
Yeah. You mean watch certain things like
that? Yeah. Like instead of watching the Food Network, I'm going to go watch someone work out. Like that just feels wrong.
I don't think I've done that before.
Yeah. Not working out. I don't know. Unless they're like, I'm laughing at the extreme people, like the bodybuilders are like, I
can think of one time, like when one of my really good college friends was in town and I think we were talking about doing a workout and I played like press play on something and we ended up just watching it and laughing at how hard it was, but that's like a solitary moment.
I just remember watching, I used to be like a Buns of Steel. Do you remember that girl? And then the Grind. Do you all remember the Grind?
Yes.
No. Remember the firm.
Okay. That sounds familiar. Firm
workouts. I was convinced I would have legs like them. I was convinced.
I stopped watching because they would make statements while they were talking that would make me feel guilty. Like, you can't out eat a workout. What do they say? What do they say about food?
You can't work out a bad diet.
Make sure. And I was like, I don't need this negativity. Like, I don't need this. I've turned this off. Like, I was trying to get inspired. You're judging my food choices. I don't have time for this. But I see your point, Erin, how sometimes reprogramming what is coming in. I agreed. I thought the topic was fantastic. And I guess if you were to watch it, you would think that naturally it would start to seep in that maybe these are exercises that I need to do. I'm interested to know when you were watching, was it specifically strength training and things that you are having trouble incorporating or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was anything that was like health motivated, health and fitness motivated. So whether it was somebody doing, hey, here are five easy exercises that are body weight exercises that you can do for 30 seconds and repeat, you know, however many times. Mm-hmm. So like simple things that I just feel like sometimes I overcomplicate it and I have enough information to make a decision. I have enough information and what I really need is transformation. Mm-hmm. And I need to stop taking in all the information, just go do it. That's 9 times out of 10 for most things. But at least being in that space made me think about how I was exercising. And actually, in some ways, you know, like when I look at a recipe, I like feel inspired to go riff on the recipe or try something new. That's just how my brain works. And I'm like, okay, well, what if I look at someone doing these different exercises? I get inspired to go try it. That's what I was kind of aiming for with it.
I think it's very important. I didn't attend this week, but I mean, I think that's a great topic too, because I can understand how what I think about, what's going on in my mind, can influence how successful I am on the program. For example, I think for a long time, I felt like, you know, this is this insurmountable like amount of weight I have to lose. And it's this giant mountain that I know that I need to chip away at. It's not going to just be chopped in half overnight. It's going to be piece by piece. But I think because I've thought of it as this big thing, it's taken me so long because I just have had a defeatist kind of like attitude. And I think thinking about that, or thinking about the negative side of, you know, how challenging it can be to lose a large amount of weight, can really hold me back. So I think there's a lot of power in our thoughts, and, you know, whether we're thinking about things positively, whether we have positive role models for what we're trying to do, I think it all makes a difference.
Yeah. And I think that, Ricky, to your point, my focus has been more so on what I feed myself in terms of mindset, because, you know, I swear I'm a therapist, like in some world, like I love how I process. Why do I think the way that I do? Yeah. And one of the things that I did recently that actually was very helpful was I switched up who I was following on social media, because sometimes you get into a rut of the same people, the same thoughts, the same concepts. And I wanted to kind of diversify a little bit and look at what I was striving to have. Whether, because you can use hashtags to figure out positive mindset, positive whatever, and see who was coming up that I might want to invite into my space to help me, you know, while I'm thinking about things. And I would say that that's been a very positive endeavor that I've taken on. And it's really helped me to shift, because I didn't realize how toxic some of the people were that I was following, when maybe they didn't mean to be, but what I was seeing, what they were putting out in terms of their visuals, you know, really impacted what I was thinking about myself. So I'm really excited to continue to do that on different platforms, not just Instagram or Facebook, but also continuing to take those social media breaks, because I think that's also part of the community, is not having the artificial, you know, online community, but really engaging more with my face-to-face interactions with friends and family has also changed my mindset and how I have been. So I don't know. Do you all feel like there's a difference in how you feel and how you kind of attack the world and the things, based on if you're focusing mainly on your online persona and your real life in-person interactions?
I think so. I mean, I think there's a lot of power in having people in your real life who know you, who can say positive things and mean it, versus, you know, watching a video of someone saying something positive. Not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, that encouragement that comes directly from someone who knows you. And another thing I've kind of awakened to is, like, anyone can go online and post anything. So it doesn't mean that because I'm watching something that it's from a valuable source or a reliable source. So I think having that mindset when I go into social media, it kind of does make me want to take a step back and take a little bit of a break from it. But overall, I do, like, to answer your question, I think the power of having a community of physical people who, you know, whether it's through a group chat or whether it's, because I know some community members are people who maybe met in meetings and you live across the country from each other. I think that's still very valuable, but, like, being able to have someone who can listen to you and to listen to what you're going through and give you feedback, even if they don't have an answer, that feedback piece, I think, is really important.
Did you guys notice your journeys change when you maybe altered some of your friend influence? I'm just thinking about, for me, when I first started the WW journey, I didn't have anybody in the health world, if you will, until I started with WW and had the in-person meetings. And it was the first time where you know, I was inspired to go do a 5K because of somebody within the group, or that I could have those conversations about my weight or what I was thinking with someone else in the group. And I feel like we don't have that same, I think this is true that we don't have that same safety, air quotes, to be able to do that with other people versus we do with our WW community. Yeah.
It's the first time I felt seen, you know, because you try to explain or even not try to explain, you just don't, I didn't feel seen or understood in my family because nobody got that there was an emotional reason to my eating. They thought it was as simple as just cut out the carbs. You know, that's it. That's all you need to do. Why don't you go play tennis? I'm like, this is, if it were that simple, I would have been, you know, at goal or healthy body weight eons ago. This is here. And when I walked into a meeting room, seeing people who are like, no, I get that. Like, I, that is who I am. There's something about that connection that I'll never, ever forget or take for granted, which is why I do love the WW model of understanding that that community is just so key. It's so key to your journey, especially when you felt alone in your real life.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm. Have you made changes on in your friendship circle based on who might be a positive influence versus a negative influence? And maybe not just for weight, but even just across the board.
Yeah. I don't know, Frankie, did you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I've had to kind of evaluate the level of friendship or the closeness of certain friends. If there's things that have happened in that relationship that have either made me feel like that person is, you know, a negative influence or even a saboteur, you know, you have those friends who you do feel like they, you know, you think they would mean well, but the consistent pattern is, you know, doing things or saying things that end up inflicting pain or difficulty in your journey. So I think I've had to definitely do that and in some sense kind of distance myself from some friends.
And I've had to, I've known I needed to and have been apprehensive to do so because I really value my friends. And when, even if they, it has been that they have started to maybe not be such a positive influence, if a friendship has gone on for several years, it's tough for me to let it go, even when it's kind of run its course. And I can see that it's more of a toxic relationship than one that's bringing positivity to my life. So I've had to work on that, work on that a lot, because even the cancer journey revealed some people who needed to go, who weren't able to support me the way that I need to be supported now for who I am right now. But I think that that is a process for some. Some people I think can quickly just be like, you know what, this is no longer beneficial. Goodbye. Can't do it. It hurts. It hurts me to do that.
Well, there's memories for, you know, for us, there's, for women, there's a little bit of a deeper emotional connection. But I think the one thing for us that we have to really be able to just objectively say is that I can't be more fond of the memories than I am fond of this moment right now.
Yeah.
And that's okay that they lived in that space and time and that was wonderful. And, you know, sometimes you just have to close the book on that space and time so that you can go open another book with someone else.
And also remembering something that my therapist said, that you can untie, you don't have to cut. You can just thinking of a shoot, you can untie it. And it doesn't mean to be like, I don't like you anymore. Don't call me anymore. Lose my number. I don't ever want to talk to you again. It could just be you just untie. I might not reach out. Yeah. You're not reaching out. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's naturally going to do what it does.
yeah, it just kind of okay. it drifts the course. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the quote. Is it Jim Rohn who said you become like the five people that you spend the most time mm-hmm. with? And so if you were to look at the five people that you spend the most time with, who are you becoming? Mm-hmm. And do you want to become mm-hmm. like those top five people? Now, Candace, I'm proud of you that you aren't throwing applesauce and food at us, because Isaiah is up in the top three. And you're not demanding, although you did remind us that your birthday is August 1st through 31st.
I mean, that's not like me being a temper tantrum. That's just spading back. Have it for your information. Like,
Very important.
That's a good friend, is letting you know important dates. I mean, not at all like me being extra.
Not at all.
I've already put out my menu of what I'm requiring. I was like, Aaron, remember those cream cheese waffles? Yeah, you know, just maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah, I do believe that. I believe that quote. And I think that being intentional about setting up that space is important, of who those influential people are, and knowing when you have to push some people back to make space for those mm-hmm. new people is a thing. Because I think as you get older too, sometimes I feel it can be more difficult to have meaningful friendships. Mm-hmm. Sometimes mm-hmm. as you age, I become a creature of habit. Like, I have no new friends. Like, let's just figure out how to make the ones that are here work. And that's not, I mean, you can make a friend anytime, but I'm like, oh gosh, that's a whole like ASL. Remember AOL talk, like age, state, location. How old are you? Where are you from? What's your favorite color? I don't want to do all that. Like, people I know.
And yet you did, because that's how you got both of us. So
I bombarded. Like I said, I kind of weaseled my way in.
Yeah, you kind of tied our shoelaces together. I did. So.
You all are going to be my friends. And that was just because, you know. I was
so glad you did, though.
What would you do without me now?
Right? I don't know what August would be like without you now. Yes,
So I bring more to this relationship. Like, I feel like I have worth my weight in gold. But no.
And you know what? Humility has always been one of your strongest traits, Candace. Always.
I don't think too much of myself. I don't try to take on too much. Like, it's just natural to who I am. I'm very quiet and shy.
So much. As the meekest member of the group, we are glad that you're here.
As my dad said, can you please stop talking and go sit down somewhere? You always say when I was here, stop talking. Enough.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I love you.
All right. Well, I think that probably wraps us. That wraps us up. But yeah, we would love to hear your thoughts. What changes have you noticed about yourself and your circle of influence? And how does that help or harm your WW journey? Especially, I think it's more keen for somebody who is really just starting out on their journey, because it is a very hard thing if you're used to eating out and getting drinks with somebody, that you have to start to make that pivot of what's most important. And that's where you realize how much friendships often are just built around food. They're actually not built around the people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very enlightening when you start going through the side of the journey to discover, hey, this is actually about the person and I want to remain friends with them. And can it be done not over food all the time, or drinks or desserts, what have you?
Mm-hmm. They go for a walk with you instead.
Yeah. You know what? I said we're gonna go, and I just want to do one quick thing. I want to give a shout out to Vicky, who is in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. And of course, you are welcome to join us, and there is an awesome community. But she was sharing a non-scale victory, and I thought this was so great. We had to share it here. She said, I intentionally packed a Saturday errand running snack. I knew my errands would span a number of hours and over lunchtime, and I wanted to save the bulk of my points for my dinner. So I packed an easy to pop in my mouth treat box, grapes, strawberries, cherries, a banana, an iconic protein drink, which is 1 point. And she says, my hubby asked me why I was taking lunch to run errands.
I love that.
So great. Way to work the plan, Vicky. Way to work your points.
That's Bravo stars.
All we get bravo fingers for that. All right. Well, we hope that you have a great week. You can join us, as we said, in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. Just search Real WW Talk, and you can search that for every platform, Instagram and YouTube. And we've got a podcast. You can pop us in your pocket and go for a walk if you want to. We're here for you. Have a great week. Bye. Bye.